What's that? Okay, all right, let's start. Today's shiur is on the topic of building an aron. It's continuing off of last week, which is about building a... last week was building something. Oh, building the Mishkan was last week, right? We're going to come back to that, about building the base of Mikdash at night. It ties nicely into Tisha B'Av and as we're in the 3 weeks. So this topic of building an aron, I think, is a great topic. It's a great topic. There's some really good stuff here that I want to share with you. So let's start right at the beginning. You have two midrashim, and there's a little bit of a stira between the midrashim. If you look on one hand at the Medrash Rabbah, so the Medrash Rabbah is on page 2, which is the first page of Maor Makomos, page 2, and it says over there, Va'asu Aron. You see that it's by the Gimel. Va'asu Aron. Mipnei ma b'chol ha'keila me'eleh. See, you know, let me tell you the whole pasuk, so you know what I'm talking about. In Parshas Truma Perakafei Pasuk, it says, Va'asu Aron Atzei Shitim. They made the Aron Atzei Shitim, Amasayim V'chetzi Arko, V'ama V'chetzi Rachbo, V'ama V'chetzi Komaso. Okay, they made the Aron. They made the Aron. So the Medrash Rabbah says, Mipnei Ma B'chol HaKelim Ha'Ela, why by all the Kelim it says, Va'asita, you should make, or they did, or you should do. U'Va'aron K'siv, it says, Va'asu, they did. Why all of a sudden by the Aron it says they did the Aron? So the Medrash says, Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Shama Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo HaKol V'Yasku Ba'aron Kedei SheYisku Kulam LeTorah. The Hashem said that everyone should come and be Osek in the Aron, so that everyone should be Zoche to Torah. So that everyone should be Zoche to Torah. Everyone was supposed to be involved in the making of the Aron. Okay, you see a Medrash telling us everyone's supposed to be involved in the making of the Aron. But now the problem is, if you look at the Medrash Tanchuma says a different story. V'yas Betzalel et Aaron, Betzalel made the Aaron. So ein ata motze. What you don't find is ein ata motze be'echad mikol klei hamishkan she'asa sham Betzalel klum ela ba'aron. By any other kelim of the Mishkan, you don't see that Tzalel's name directly associated with the making of that kli, except for the Aron itself, right? Except for making of the Aron. So the question is, why is that? It talks about through his amira, through his counsel, his advice, but you never hear that Tzalel himself made anything. So the big artisan, what did he do? V'lama perish ba'aron melachta levad, that he did it. Mipnei sha'aso biyado, it was made by his very hand. Bishvil shesham tzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there was the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Shehu mitzamtzeim sham shchinaso, Hashem put his shchina there. Ulefikach karu Betzalel, therefore he was called Betzalel. Sha'aso tzilo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put the shade, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the two kruvim. Shenemar, that says, V'nodati lecha sham v'dibarti itach mitcha me'al hakaporet mibein shnei kruvim. So you have a stira between the two midrashim. I mean, it's okay, it's two midrashim, but they have to then give different drushes. Because the first medrash, the Medrash Rabbah, which said Va'asu Aaron, why did it say Va'asu they did? Because the Medrash Rabbah says they wanted everyone to get involved in the Asiyas Aaron. Everyone should get involved in the process of making. On the other hand, the Medrash Tanchuma says that why does it say V'yas Betzalat Aaron? It doesn't say he did the other Kalim, to show that he was directly over here the one who did it with his hands. He himself. Everywhere else he was the contractor telling everyone what to do and directing the architect. Here he did directly with his own hands. That's why his name is Betzalel.
So in Parshas Truma, the Betzalel pasuk.
What?
Also...
Parshas Vayakel. It's Parshas Vayakel. Perek Lamed Zayin Pasukal. So who did it? So I give you a few pshatim on this pasuk over here. I give you a few pshatim on this pasuk. If you look, number one. What's that?
Va'asu.
Yeah. What was done, but it creates even a bigger stira then. Tziva was for everyone to do it. You want to say they didn't do it? Okay. So there's a few pshatim on how do you read these psukim over here. So did I put the das? I try to put everyone here in the Mikras Gedolos all together. Yeah, in the bottom of page 4, you have the das zakenim. The Das Zakenim says, how do you read V'asu Aron? So we say, as Yanki was saying, Bekalosa k'siv va'asita. When it was finished, it says va'asita. Va'kan k'siv va'asu. And here it says va'asu. Why? Lifi shahakol chayev and lis'asek bo mibnei kovet ha-torah shebesocho. Ve'kal mekomer latamid ha-chachamim shebnei ira mitzuvim la'asos molochtem kedei l'chabdem. How much more so by Talmud Chachamim, the people of the city need to do the work in order to honor them. So here you have a Torah. V'achachi isa v'yoma perek bolo v'asu aron mikan l'talmud chacham mibayis u'michutz tetzapenu amar rabba kol talmud chacham shein tochu kabaro eino talmud chacham otzi v'akodesh baruch hu lis'asek bo kedei she'kulan mekablin schara Torah hamunachas bo sham. What's the Das Zakenim answering? What's he saying? What's his own parish to this question? He points out the stira that by the completion it says v'asita, that he himself did it. But over here it says va'asu.
Va'asita is the other one.
Va'asita is the
kulhu, but the other it says va'asita, and here it says the kanksiv va'asu.
Va'asita is.
It's referencing the other kalim.
It's referencing the other kalim.
Ah, bakulhu. Oh, fine. Not bakulhu. So that way, finish. Bakulhu k'siv va'asita, v'kan k'siv va'asu, because you want everyone involved. Right, so he doesn't give a territory, he doesn't even address it.
We have to help.
V'otzivakodesh baruch sa'asek bo kula mekablin schara Torah hamunachas bo sham. Right, they all should get involved somehow.
Paraphrasing the mitzvah, the first mitzvah.
Yeah. All right, so the Das Zakenim gives you one part of the equation. It doesn't help too much.
He's just showing the difference in the sivoy, not in the.
Yeah, not in the resulting problem. But you have also you have kliyakar, you have orachayim. Look at the Orachayim. I gave you the Orachayim on, that's page 4. It's whopper ones here. The Orachayim you have on page 3 and then page 4. So the Orachayim says, it's by V'yasu Aaron in Truma Cafe. V'yasu Aaron, Truma Per Cafe. This is it. Where's the V'yasu Aaron part? You have to find it in that mix. I photocopied from a simple Mikris Gadol. This is the one from online. So it says, Ulai Sherem Remez, She'ein Gufa Shel Torah, Yachol Lehit Kayem, Ela Beklalos Kol Yisrael. It's teaching you that the Torah itself cannot be sustained except with everybody together. Ve'ein Metzias Ba'olam, Yachol La'asot Kol Ikari HaTorah. There's no creation in the world that's able to do all the Torah, and therefore you need everyone together. That's the whole idea that each part of the Torah represents every limb. And it's only when you get all Klal Yisrael together can you get it done. V'zelachahot imu kohen harezein mekayim nesias kavdal matanas. For example, a kohen can't fulfill the gifts that are given to the kohen because he's the kohen. So every Jew is needed because they fulfill a different part of the Torah. V'chein Levi ubachlalas kol Yisrael yekayimu klal sikari haTorah. So that's v'asu loshin rabim. Ubishar Pirkei Tikune Aaron Amar Lashon Yachid Ki Letaken Kli HaTorah Shem Lomdeh Vamaleh Vahaknoseh Yechon Liskayim Adam Echad. By the rest of the fixings over there, it has it in a Lashon Yachid, because in order to sustain the Kli HaTorah, one person's able. By the things, beautiful, I tell you, say this for, I don't know what, some occasion. By the makings of the things that are attached to the Aaron, the poles and the rings, it says over there, Lashon Yachid, to teach you that any one individual could sustain Torah, can keep Torah going. One donor could keep Torah going in a yeshiva or whatever, that's what it's saying. But over here, when it's talking about the Aaron itself, it's coming to teach you, Va'asu, that it needs everyone together, in the process in order to get this going, in order to get Torah going, because everybody completes each other when it comes to Torah. Everybody completes each other when it comes to Torah. So you have to then fit these different pshatim, the way the Das Zakenim is just explaining the beginning part, the way the Orachayim is explaining the Klalius. Why then does it go ahead and tell you that in the end, Va'asita Betzal, that Betzal is the one who made it? So it could be something along the lines they all played a role in its making, but Saul was the one who directly formed it. You could even take the Orachayim, that it's showing you that one person they could sustain it, but it needs everybody's involvement. Okay, you could play around and get creative with how you want to do it, but I'm just showing you that if you go through the Kli Yakar, you have different approaches over here. I gave you also in the packet another interesting approach, the Pardes Yosef. Look at this interesting application over here. V'kosvu mafarshim. See on the back page, I put it all the way. Oh, eight. Yeah, mine got cut off in the middle. Page eight. V'kosvu mafarshim. Ha b'chol ha-kelim kosuv. By all the other kelim, it says v'asita. U'ba'aron, it says v'asu. By Aaron, it says, by the Aaron, it says, and they, v'asu, them, plural. As we learn in Erevin, that lo me'ever liyamhu, the Torah is not going to be found me'ever yam. That the we learn from that, the Gemara learns from that pasuk in Nitzavim, that lo tim satora be'tagarnim. You don't have to go schlepped. What's a tagarnim? A tagarnim is?
Merchant.
You don't have to go schlepped the merchants to go get it from somewhere. V'gam amru ba'avos, lo kol hamarbe b'schora machkim. Not everybody who's increasing in business gets smarter. Umar b'yeshiva marbe chachma. Rak shutfas shal yeshachar v'zvulun u'mishnehem teitzei Torah. That it needs everybody's inclusion. The learner and the person who's supporting it, that's what it's teaching you va'asu Aaron. That everybody got involved in the process. That's the only way the Torah is going to, that's the way Torah is sustained. By everybody getting involved. Whether you're on the financial end, whether you're on the learning end. V'zeshem avarchen. Beautiful shot here. V'zeshem avarchen. And that's how we make a bracha. Bore nefashos rabos v'chesronan. Right? Blessed is Bore nefashos. You create soul, many souls. And you create... Didn't you give our Torah in this? The Bore nefashos? Did I make this up? No. Someone gave it. Not me. Bore nefashos rabos v'chesronan. You create all the souls, the many souls, and all their deficiencies. What are you giving a bracha that Hashem creates everyone's flaws? Shebore l'chol echad chisaron. Hashem purposely... That's such a nice Dvar Torah. Hashem purposely created each of us with a certain chisaron. Why? Lezeh chaser parnasa. You should lack parnasa. Lezeh chaser Torah. You should lack Torah. V'tachlis mezeh lahachyas behem nefesh kol chay. Al yedei shutvis shneem chayim. Hashem makes it so that everybody's born incomplete, and we're only born... We only make each other complete in our work together. Beautiful. It reminds me of the vort from the Baba Varebi by Yachatz, by the Seder. We break it to teach the Talmud Chacham, even he's incomplete before he tells the Maggid story. And he has to work to build together. That's this. L'chein amar ba'aron v'asu aron l'balashin rabim. L'ramiz al matorah hamunachas ba'aron shetzarech liyashut v'sba. That there needs to be a partnership there. And see the Kliyakar. Okay? Very interesting. Very interesting. Now he says the va'asu. Okay? You have to, again, plug in while of a sudden on the back end it says Betzalel. And you got to deal with the Medrash Tanchuma. But you have beautiful Divrei Torah. Why all of a sudden it says the V'asu by the Aron itself? Why it says the V'asu? Now go back to the first page of the Maor Makomos. This is from last week. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos says, Mitzvah Kaf, it says, Mitzvah HaKaf. Page 2 over there, but it's the first page of Maor Makomos. Hatzivoy shenitzdavenu la'asos bayis la'avoda. The commandment is to make a house for avoda. Shaboti, yeah? In there will be ha'krava v'havaras eshtamid, the offerings, and the eshtamid v'eilav tiyah ha'pnia. You should always turn to it. Ubo tiyah ha'chagiga v'iskapsutz v'chol ha'shon, and gather there all the entire year. Kamoshi yisbar v'hu amar yisala v'asu li mikdash. Right? We saw for the Rambam it was to make a base, a bayis avoda, a house for avoda. That's for the Rambam is the purpose of the Mishkan. Okay, look at the second paragraph there. Nisbar lacha shebinyan beisa bechira mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. We saw last week that the Rambam understands that there's the mitzvah of to build this Beis HaMikdash. Included in it is all the kelim. And look at his list. Ukvar b'yarnu. Shaklolis hazos kolelis pratim. This general mitzvah has pratim. The menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, v'zulosam kulam achelkei HaMikdash. They're all parts of the Mikdash. He goes to the different pieces, the shulchan, the mizbeach, all the kelim in the Mikdash. We saw last week that the Ramban, Nachmanides, Ramban disagrees. Ramban disagreed, and he said no. He disagreed on 2 points. He said, number one, the making of the kelim aren't a prat in the binyan beis habechira, but rather they're tashmishei kedusha. They're holy activities that are done inside the beis hamikdash, and building them is a chelek of the mitzvah avoda of that kli. The kli is separate. It's the chelek avoda of that kli. There's the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, and there's the chelik avoda of that kli itself. Okay, Ramban didn't like that. The Rambam lumped everything together in one box. Okay, put everything together in one box. Number two, the second way the Ramban disagreed was the Rambam. This we didn't discuss last week. I just read you the list of the kelim the Rambam told you as far as what's included. What the Rambam left out over here is he didn't mention the arm. Exactly. He didn't mention the Aaron. So maybe the mitzvahs here, he would say he was just giving like a little summary. It sounds a little summary-like, right? Okay. Look at the Rambam and Beis HaBechira Aleph Vav. I think this is in the packet.
The
minus cut in half here.
What? The Aaron mentioned anywhere else?
The Aaron mentioned anywhere else. Yeah, it's page 5. No, not that I know. You have to do it. You could do a search for me. Rambam Hilchos Avodah Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Va'osin b'mikdash kelim, right? You make in the mikdash kelim mizbeach la'ola u'leshar hakarbonos. You do mizbeach for all shar karbonos. Ve'kevesh she'olim bo l'mizbeach, and the place where you put the mizbeach is between the ulam. Fine. Ve'kior, right? The wash the hands. Memenu akonim yedem raglim avoda u'makom ben ulam. That's where you put that. U'mizbeach lektores, the menorah, the shulchan, ve'shloshtem b'toch hakodesh lifnei kodesh hakadashim. Rambam's missing something again now. In Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam goes through the Kalim, he leaves out about the Aron. He leaves out about the it's amazing. It's mamish is amazing that the Rambam leaves it out. He doesn't leave it out entirely. The Rambam, I found this last second that the Rambam says it. The Rambam has in the beginning of, tell me if I put it in there, I might have put it in there. Perek Dalid of Beis HaBechira. Look what he has here. Don't look, or hear what he has here if you don't have it there. Rambam writes, Evan Haisa, it's Perek Revi, Halacha Aleph in the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, Beis HaBechira. Evan Haisa Bekodesh Kedashim. There was a rock in the Holy of Holies. Ba'maravo, Ba'aleaya Aram Munach. On top of that rock, the Aron was put. Ulefonov, Tzonena Saman, Umate Aron. Ube'es Shabana Shlomo Tabayit, V'yada Shesof L'charv, when Shlomo knew it was going to be destroyed. Bona Mokom Liknos Bo Aaron. He built a place to hide the Aaron. Lamata v'matmonit amukat v'akalkuli v'yashel melech tziva v'gonza Mokom Shabana Shlomo. He built a place ready to go to hide it, and Yoshiyahu came along and said, "Let's put it in. Let's get rolling. Let's put it in." Shenemar v'yomer l'leviim avinim l'choisak doshim tsnu et Aaron Hakodesh v'beis asher bana Shlomo. Put it there. Hide it over there. Okay. Hide it over there. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam mentions the Aron. It's not that he was oblivious to the Aron, chas v'shalom. Rather, the point being, though, the Rambam doesn't mention it in his list of kelim. He has it off in Perek Revi. He does not mention it. What?
Because it was a kli of the tzibur. It wasn't a kli, and so it doesn't get
listed. Ooh, you want to say based on the Medrash before. Va'asu. The other kelim, the other mitzvahs, the other kelim were included in one mitzvah of the Beis Avoda is because they were... I mean, what does that mean, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't to the Tzibur? You're getting at a distinction. The Pasuk's already different, Baron. What?
Those were Tzibur. The other Kalim were used. The Shulchan, the Menorah, they all had a usage. The Aron doesn't have a usage. The Aron is just...
So the Aron didn't...
I mean,
so why did he put it in the fourth? In the fourth chapter, you're saying that it's a category in its own because it's not a tashmish. It's a...
It's not like they shot it. It's not
there's
a,
no work to it.
Right, there's nothing to do with it.
Symbol.
It just stands there. Holds the
arm,
but it's not, I mean,
there's something done with. Everything else is something done with. This one there's nothing done with. Mekomo, the Shar Korbanos, Olam Yadam, Mekom and Olam Mizbeach, Mizbeach Lektores. All the other stuff, the menorah had an avoda to it. You're saying everything had an avoda. The Aaron just sat.
The
Aaron just sat. Oh.
Lav
Tshereva. We're getting to it.
Yeah, and that's also the fact that, because the Rambam puts everything together, then the building of the Mishkan is part and parcel of the Rambam.
Good.
The Avodah that's being done with all the... there's no Mishkan, there's no Beis HaMikdash unless there's an Avodah being done there.
Right. Meaning the Rambam's definition was Beis La'Avodah. We said last week Rambam's definition was Bayis La'Avodah, a house for Avodah. If that's the case, that it's Bayis La'Avodah, when there's no avoda being done, to it, or it's not avoda, then it's not going to be in the list of what the Rambam included together in that one package. We're going to see exactly that could be with the Lubavitch Rebbe's pshat and what's going on over here. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. We're not there yet. What? No, there were other stuff that were missing in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara and Yoma has a list of side things. But as far as the clay shards, the primary clay shards from the Kalim, we're going to get to one that was missing. You're going to see when you get to one thing that was missing from the second Beis Hamikdash. So, a lot of people try to figure out what happened here with the Rambam. Ramban just concludes that the making of the Aron was a separate, independent mitzvah. It's separate than the Kalim. It's its own unique mitzvah. It's separate from everything else. Just keep it separate. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? What's one pshat in the Rambam? So the Sefer Megillas Esther, which is a commentary on the Rambam. The Sefer Megillas Esther. I gave you there the Orach Laner. You see one of the pages there is the Orach Laner. Yeah, page 7? So he basically says the same thing as the Megillas Esther on the Rambam. His pshat is that, let me find you the Megillas Esther and mine, and you can see from the Orach Laner. Yeah, he says, Umash Amar Ot Kigama Sias Aron, you should bring the Aron in the count of everything here. Nearly kia mitzvah einano heges ledoros. The Megillas Esther thought the reason why you left the Aron out is because it was a mitzvah that wasn't noeg for all generations. Why? Lefi shelaolam lo nitzdarech lasot acheres. You're not going to need to make a new one. Ki oto she'osu betzalel kayemes hi ledoros. Because the very one that Betzalel made, and that could be the pshat, by the way, in the second medrash, that Betzalel himself, since he finalized, since he made it, lo avda mina olam. It was never lost. It was gone genuzahi. Gam b'shuva eleinu lo te'aved lo. Even when we return it, it'll never be lost. So therefore, there was no reason to command the tzivoy in making this kli, because it's already been done. And therefore, it's something which is ledoros, which the mitzvah is not going to be ledoros, because there's no other opportunity ever to make the Aron again. That, says the Megillas Esther, is why it was left out in the Rambam. He's saying almost simpler but more difficult. He's saying that it's never going to have its tzivoy again in it. You're never going to need to remake it. New models that were made. Let's say they schlepped the menorah out of there, and the Arch of Titus, and whoever has it, let him keep it, whoever has it. We'll make a new one. The Aron, that will never be lost. The Aron itself, it'll never be lost, it'll never be gone. Okay? Fascinating.
Is that the myth that everyone's... A myth, I don't know if it's a myth, that it's...
The legend, yeah, that was.
Sitting underneath with a harbi.
This is from, it's from the Gemara. Mamish, the Gemara says it straight out. Yoma, that's the sugya that I gave you there. It's exactly the sugya. That's what's doing it. The problem with this pshat... I'll tell you the problem with this pshat. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash says that there is a mitzvahs asay. See, I have it there. We have it on the page. Look at this mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs asay. Hold on, sorry. Hello? Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's between Columbus and Amsterdam. Thank you. Bye. Okay, very good. Bye. The mystery dish is coming soon. It's coming soon. All right.
We're a mystery dish.
Mystery dish. What? Okay. Close. Mitzvahs asay.
Where are you?
What? It's on page 5. The Rambam.
Chalom.
Harlem is Chalom. The new Chalom is Harlem. Mitzvah, probably good food there. Mitzvahs asay.
Was Aron wasn't in the second base on Mishka?
No.
One of the five things there wasn't.
Wasn't there.
Right.
Mitzvahs asay la'asas shemen ha-mishcha shayamuchan ledvarim. There's a positive mitzvah to make the shemen ha-mishcha. Shayamuchan ledvarim shetzrichen meshicha kumo shenera sita oto shemen mishchas kodesh. The special anointing oil, the Rambam lists as a special thing that was supposed to be made. The special anointing oil. Mitzvahs asay to make the Shemen HaMishcha. Good, that's all fine. Continue. V'kacha aso Moshe Rabbeinu min HaMidbar. This is how Moshe made it in the Midbar. Lokach min Amor, v'hakin Amon, v'hakeidah mikol echa mishlosh ha'chamesh meot shekel b'kosh gosh. ומקנה הבוסם חמישים עשיים, all the ingredients, אף שנאמר בתורה, וקינמון בשם מחיצוסו חמישים עשיים שבולים עושה בייס פעמים, וזה יווה, ושוחק כל אחד לבדו, ועירב הכל, you mix it together, ושאר עושה נמיים, you soak it in water, sweet, until you have it all out together, ובישל הכל על האש, עד שעבדו המים, ונשאר השמן, והניחו בכלי לדורוס. Moshe made it all already. Moshe made the whole 9 yards already. You have enough shemen and mishcha to last b'chol adoros, to go all the way down. The Rambam lists that as one of the things to make. So if you want to give the answer of the Megillas Esther, that says because it's something that was already made ahead of time, you don't need to make more of it. This is something the Rambam is telling you was already made plenty of. Was already made plenty of. For example, look at the next Ram. Ram tells you there's not even a chiyuv of putting the oil on you if it's not the one that Moshe made. Ein chayov in el asichas shemen amishcha shasu Moshe shenemar menu. Shenemar, I think shenishar menu. I don't know. Mida shenemar bov shem mishchas kochi yazarlo umal olam lo nasa shemen acher chutz mimasha asa Moshe. So the Megillas Esther's shot gets hurt a little bit because you see the Rambam talks about the shemen amishcha. This is not my kasha. I didn't figure this out. This is the kasha of the minchas chinuch. Okay, this is maybe Mr. Banks would have figured it out. I didn't figure it out. The Minchas going to figure it out. Yeah, go ahead.
Could we maybe be medakik that the Shia Mukhan with Varm Shatrit and the Shicha? That it's not he's saying you have to make the oil because that exists already, but there's some, you have to be sure it's ready for the, maybe.
Meaning what? What are you saying?
To find it if we don't
he's saying
it,
Moshe made it and no one else made it.
Right, but mitzvah.
You're saying the mitzvah here is
the mitzvah is not to make the oil. It's
but
the,
it says la'asos. Oh, right. Shemishcha.
Shia Mukhan.
Woo! That's good. That would be a good defense of the Megillas Esther. Maybe the mitzvah is not really la'asas shemen amishcha. Rambam is clarifying shiyeh muchan l'dar dvarim shticha mishicha vo shenemar asiso so shemen amishcha's kodesh. It's good. It's good. I mean, that's not bad. I'll take it, Mike. It's shiyeh muchan. You need to make it. You need the tziva is going on the asita. That's for sure. That's the pashup shot. But you could read. That's what he was doing with the shiyeh. What's with the shiyeh muchan? That it should be. All right. And go either way. It's good.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How much Shemen Mishka was used every single time? Moshe Rabbeinu really made enough. It says he made 12 lug. That's 4 revias. That's 48.
Every lug was 4 revias.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's a tremendous diak, he's saying, but I don't think it helps the Megillas Esther so much. Because the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu made it. So he also fulfilled the second clause, if you want to say the real mitzvah is resting on the clause of that it should be.
No, the only idea of muchan by shemen mishcha and muchan, the ability property of making it muchan is not ladoros, that you have to always re-get it together, collect it from somewhere.
That's it, getting it together.
He says he doesn't.
Moshe did the muchan part also.
No, she yeah muchan ledvar. Okay, I don't know.
It's an interesting.
Good,
I don't know,
interesting. Yeah,
it's a good
chap. So, the Minchas Chinuch points this kash out. I gave you the Minchas Chinuch over there. We have some time. Okay, we're good. We can take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch.
10.
It's the one that has on top Shin Samach Aleph. I think I gave you two. Yes, page 10, that one? Is that the same one? So, I think I gave you two. So, you see over there the last paragraph of underlines on the left-hand side? The Yoter Mizeh HaRambam. More than that, you have the Rambam. The Perek Aleph, B'klei HaMikdash Halacha Beis, Mevi Heich Moshe Rabbeinu, Asa Shemen HaMishcha B'midbar. Af Sheme Olam, Lo Nase Shemen HaMishcha Acher, Chutz Mishel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Even though there was never any other Shemen HaMishcha ever made again besides Moshe. Ayin Shem Ra Halacha Hei, V'kul Yeh Kaim Lasilavo, K'mur Shas Horius, Yod Aleph HaMabeis, Shenem HaShem L'dor HaSeichem, Mikol Makom, Cost of Torah Siyasam. He tells you how to do it. See, there's the kasha. That's it. Mikol shekein kan shelo matzinu shavtacha sharon yekayim tamid v'yemunachim meluchos ba'aron zeh v'aray b'mei eili k'mo shvartim kein tzrichanach leida gam kein atzur shela aron. He says the aron, it's not so clear that you have a promise it's going to last forever, the aron. We had yukim in the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned it and everything. But kavachomer, if you're going to write the Shem and a Mishcha, the Rambam should have mentioned the what's it called? The Aaron. Okay? He should have mentioned the Aaron, and he didn't. He leaves it as a question. He leaves it as a Tzarachian Ktsas ala Rambam. It's a little bit of a Tzarachian on the Rambam, says the Orach Laner. That says the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. Turn now to the Chasam Sofer. That's in the packet. This one I know I gave you.
I don't have any of these.
You got gypped so badly. Here, check this one. Page 9, the Chasam Sofer. What's that?
You bring in the deal about the difference of Aaron with Kruven and Aaron without Kruven.
After the Aaron im Kruven who kli achar in came a Kruven belav achias lasas lo tasev Aaron below Kruven ain iser after the mutter. Right, he's unsure. Tzarekin, he's unsure. He throws it up there. Maybe there's a difference between Aaron with Kruven and Aaron without Kruven. Good. Yeah. There's a lot of good parts to this Minchas Chinuch, by the way. It's good. Just take a look. Once we're already doing Aaron, you should take a look. There's a lot of good parts to it. Look at the Chasam Sofer now.
Page what?
Page 9. Right? 9?
Yeah.
Ach kasha meha'aron debayet sheni. He's talking to, by the way, his father-in-law here, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kasha ma'aron debayet sheni. Mishum hachi ksivin odati lecha shama me'ala kaporis ben beza kruvim. Lomar tam ha'aron va'kruvim hu rak ikar tzel. What does that say there? Can't see that. Tzorech makom omed. Ledaver im Moshe Rabbeinu ben me'a kruvim. Kishe'ein navi ke Moshe Rabbeinu haroi livet imo mi'ben shnei kruvim. Ein ha'aron ma'akev. Fascinating chiddush. Chasam Sofer always has major chiddushim. What he says is, the aron was only necessary there so that Moshe would have a communication spot with God. He was supposed to speak to God, me'al shnei akruvim. And therefore, without the Aaron being there, without Moshe being around, the Aaron's not me'akiv anymore. U'kesh'ein navi k'moshe rabbein aroi livodimo mi'bein shnei akruvim, ein ha'aron me'akiv. V'im yesh ito devar alakim, yodieni v'hareini. V'hareini, oh, he's saying, I sign off now. Kibno chosim bracha. You know, your son-in-law over here, I sign off with in peace. He says, I think that's the pshat over here by the Aron, that even though the second base of Migdash was missing one of the Iker Kalim, and maybe in the Rambam, once you're missing one of the Iker Kalim, you'll lose the whole base avoda. So the Chasam Sofer says over here, no, the Aron just needed to be there for Moshe to communicate with God. No Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Me'akev. This would answer the question in the Rambam. Yeah. Okay, good. That's like, in a chametz, what are you saying? You need it by any.
So how does this help the Rambam?
That helps the Rambam, because he didn't need to put it in his list of things that need to be made as Kalim. It's not Ma'akiv. It's not one of the Kalim Ma'akiv. If Moshe Rabbeinu is around, it's Ma'akiv. The Shemin Mishcha, you need to, the Shemin Mishcha is telling you, you see, the Shemin Mishcha is not in the list either. Just the point that we brought from the Shemin Mishcha was that the point is he mentioned stuff in his list of things to be made, even though it's already Noah Gledoros. But the Shemin HaMishcha was there because it was needed for part of the Avoda. It wasn't just part of specifically Moshe's need. This is specifically related to Moshe, the Aron. That's what the Aron was doing there. Interesting, the Chasam Sofer says that. Now let's take a look at the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which we already stepped on a little bit. And I was only holding off from giving you full Lubavitcher Rebbe because I think I'm going to give you fewer Marmakomos, so we can let us really appreciate it better. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Yeah, you're here? Alright, Baruch Hashem. So I want to have you on mind the front door. It's paid for already. Okay. You'd expect steak sandwiches by now. You're waiting for it. Alright, okay, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the Lubavitcher Rebbe says the pshat is like this. He says, "Mikaven shelapoal tzrichem lasos aron b'mikdash." You need to make. It's right above where I have that arrow. On page, I think I put it right in the back, right at the very back of the packet. Right above where the arrow is, says Uba. He says, "Mikaven." I don't know what that abbreviation is. "Mikaven shelapoal tzrichem lasos aron b'mikdash." In order to add kedusha, at least, yeshna kama psukim hamidabrim odos prati dinas asiyas aron. However, the Rambam should have mentioned it. Shari aim bezeh nafkamin alapol. I recall shal Rambam haya lo lahaskir zos. Shari aim bezeh nafkamin alapol. Mekaven shesof kol sof Tzrichin lasas Aron Mikdash. Why did he mention it? One needs to still have in Aron in the Mikdash. Lechein yesh lomar shabiur hamisya bedavarhu kamosha kosev harogachover. The Rogachover writes it in Safnas Paneach. Sha Aron lo haisa klei sharis. Right? Yanki Yair. Kolomer Sha'af Sharon Paul Tosefes Kedusha Mikdash, even though it adds to the Tosefes Kedusha, Mikol Makom Asisa Aaron Eina Bishvil HaMikdash. Aaron Lo Haisa Kli Sharis. The Tzafnas Paneach says it straight out. I gave the Tzafnas Paneach in the packet also, the Rogachover. The Aaron was not a Kli Sharis. Even though it added Kedusha, it was not a Kli Sharis. Ubemela Ein Makom Lahaskir Behelchas Beis Abachira Aldal Asiyas Aaron Mekevan Shasiyoso Eino Keshura Ima Mikdash. Therefore, the Rambam didn't mention in Beis Bechira because the mentioning of the Aaron isn't mentioned in the what's it called in the Mikdash. He's gone. He doesn't. Yeah. All right. So we say like this. Fine. Good. That's it. That's all I have to say about that. Labavitcher Rebbe for just totally nice Marmokum. But beautiful clay sharis is his pshat that it's not one of the clay sharis. Okay. That's the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. You see the Tzafnas Paneach? What page I put the Tzafnas Paneach? I think right before that. What page? Dermek. What page is that? Yeah, look Tzafnas Paneach. Let's straight out. Mikomakom nira da Aaron. Af shenim shem b'shemana mishcha. Mikomakom lo haya begeder klei sharis shal mishkan. Umekadesh umikdash. You're mechavim the same shot as the Roger Chavis. Umekadesh ema akev lakach rabbeinu zal lo hivya klal. Geder asiyas ar mikvars. He didn't bring it in there at all. He did not mention it. He did not mention it. So I want to read to you now.
Falafel.
Falafel. Falafel for everyone. The sandwiches for everyone to go around. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik, in writing a letter to his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. You have it there, Igeres HaGrid HaLevi. You have there, Igeres HaGrid HaLevi? What? Okay, 13. Start from the top left with the underlining.
Would the Lubavitcher work with the Va'asu also?
The Va'asu, hold on, they made... Yeah, I mean, because the idea there is, the making of the Aron was more a function of a message to the people. The centrality of Torah, everyone's got to be involved. But not that the Avod message was an Avodah-dika message. Anything that was Avodah, it was not for the people to touch. They can't make the Avodah stuff. That could be the connection between it. Okay. Last piece, and then we stop to have falafel. Or you could already have falafel, I'm just saying I'll continue. All right. Venira Lomar, the Chol Chalos Shem Aron, he rak biyachad imaluchos. The whole chalos shem Aaron is only in conjunction with the luchos. Ukedichtiv v'kra Aaron ha'edus or Aaron ha'bris. Ba'al kain v'bayis sheni de chosru ha'luchos memeila lo haya Aaron gam kain. When you're missing the luchos, there's no function for the Aaron. Va'asher nira od the chol asiyaso shel Aaron ein akiyam shel mikdash uklei mikdash kishar kalim. The whole making of the Aron of the Mikdash is not like the other clay Mikdash Nashara Kalim. Its kiyum is only in conjunction to the Luchos. This is a whole different shot now. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is just a setup for this. Lubavitcher Rebbe said that it's separate because it's not a Kli Sharis. Rav Soloveitchik is saying it's separate not for the Kli Sharis factor, because it was secondary to what it was serving. It was serving the Luchos. The dinam umitzvasim he did srichim lios ba'aron. Dare gam shivrei ha'luchos hayim munachim ba'aron bifnei atzmo. Right, the Avi Shnei Aronos Yerushalmi Shkolim. After Behilchas Klei Mikdash, Eino Shayech Shnei Aronos Klal. Akorcha De Kiyum Shel Aron Vedino Nemar Bechefze Shel Aluchos. It's tied into the Chefze. So it's like this is brisker. The Tzrichim Lios Ba Aron Veshayech Gam Leshivrei Aluchos. It's connected. It's secondary the Aron. Now he ties it to our Rambam. Im Kein Nira De Sover Rambam. The Chol Din Hanachas Aron Vamidaso Bekodesh Hakadoshim Eino Kiyum Shel Mikdash Kemenora and the Shulchan. Ela de chol dino nemar bechefzko shel Aron. De chefzko shel Aron tzichin liyos bekodesh hakadoshim. Aval kiyum shel klei mikdash. De tzrichin liyos bimkoma mikdash lo shayach la Aron. The place of the Aron is that where it's put. That just happens to be the spot where it's put, and it's there to hold the Sifrei Torah. But the Kiyam of Klei HaMikdash, that it needs to be in the Mikdash, that's not related to Aaron. Ukamo Tzinonas Aman, Umaklo Shel Aaron, Demitzvasan Gam Ki Mekor Shel Kedoshim. Hagei Ba'atzma Chaim, Gam Heim Shaichem Lekimit Shel Kelov, Halapasha Dedin Shel Kor Shel Kedoshim, Gam Urak Dechef Shel Aman, Umaklo Shel, the stick of Aaron, for example, is not that it was a din in the spot in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was a din clay mikdash. The stick of Aaron, where do I leave it? Put it in the Kodesh Kadoshim. But it was not tied intrinsically to how the Rambam understands what's the function of the clay of mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Koba Aaron.
Maybe saying something interrupted me. Maybe saying the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a separate area of the base of mikdash that has nothing to do with the rest of the base of mikdash. It's not connected to the Avodah.
No, because he doesn't say, because he says, Pashat the din shel Kodesh Kedoshim gabam. The din of Kodesh Kedoshim regarding them is separate from the din of Kodesh Kedoshim regarding the other stuff. Gabam.
What else is in the Kodesh Kedoshim?
The menorah and the shulchan. He's ain't a mitzvah of arba Kodesh Kedoshim. Ain't a kiyam shel mikdash to menorah ushulchan. Meaning his point is, he's saying that the reference to the Kodesh Kedoshim is not about a din in the Mokum. It's a din in just where I put this object. Much separate than those other things, which were placed because they were din in a Mokum.
Is Bai Shlishi going to have an Aron?
What?
Is Bai Shlishi?
The Restoration Aron, sure. Even the Gemara in Yoma says that also. What? Yom Kippur is a vote in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Right, that is a Mokum avodah. So, Ela Detzarach Ian, Amai Lo Mana HaRambam, on the last underline, at Mitzvah Sasiya Sa'aron, then why didn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of making the Aron as a mitzvah on its own? That's the golden... We haven't asked that yet. That's the most simple question here. Why not then... If you want to give all these fancy Torahs, then why not count the Aron as a mitzvah on its own? And here comes the Rav's Chiddush. V'yesh lomar, dechevan dechol dino shel Aron, hu rak bechefza shel haluchas. The whole din of the Aron is just in the chefza haluchas. Dechalosa u mitzvah shuba Aron, memela de'enze mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The mitzvah is the luchos. The mitzvah is Sefer Torah. The Aron is just the box to house the luchos. That's all it is. But minyan, therefore, it's not going to make it into the listing itself. Okay.
What?
As far as structural, Rav Sajigon has a bunch of differences structural. They say as far as the Rambam and as far as the Avoda, they were the same. You now have a sharp shot in the Medrash. By the other Kalim, which have a din clay mikdash, you have va'asita, a direct charge. By the Aaron, which wasn't the clay mikdash, I think Avi was already saying this, by the Aaron, which wasn't the clay mikdash, you have more ve'asu. Right? That's the pshat that Avi said. You know who else says that pshat? Guess who else says that pshat? Someone else I was talking to and learning about this sugya. You're going to be blown away, Avi. Rav Eli Reisman. Avi's brother, same exact pshat. Mechavin's his brother. Pshat is in the genes. Amazing chiddush tonight that we get. We close there.